Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. Man has come up with some incredibly amazing inventions. I remember the excitement as we watched on our black and white televisions the landing on the moon. The world was mesmerized as we collectively listened to Neil Armstrong say, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." The world of technology has developed so far since that time. The speeds at which computers work, it's mind-numbing. We now live in a computer-generated society where practically everything is driven by computer chips so small they're often hard for the human eye to even see. Scientists have created a brave new world. Along with the wonderful advancements we owe to technology are the dangers associated. There are discussions about a growing fear over whether or not we are really in control of AI. Is it possible that the brains we have created have actually begun to outthink their creators? Will there come a day in which we will be controlled not by human reasoning, but by that which has been programmed into computers? Man has demonstrated that he can invent some remarkable things. However, far worse than AI's potential to take over is something that dwells in the heart of every person. You see, the greater our successes as a human race, the greater the potential for pride to ensnare us. Pride is a spiritual cancer that destroys from the inside. The more we focus on our accomplishments, craving the applause of the crowds, the more pride becomes our master. Once the tentacles of pride have convinced us that we are something, our ability to hear real logic and reason becomes dulled. It's not long before the grandiose image we have created of ourselves comes crashing down by foolish mistakes. God knew very well the inclination of man to destroy himself by his pride, virtually plugging his ears to that which he really needed. It was because of that he inspired Paul to write the following in 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Because man's wisdom tended to end in foolish pride, God determined to use an unexpected vehicle to deliver his life-changing truth of the gospel to man, and that vehicle was preaching. To the self-proclaimed intellectual, preaching is a foolish waste of time, performed by imbeciles incapable of doing anything really valuable to the world. As far as these intellectuals are concerned, the world would be a better place without them. Some of these geniuses have become spearheads in trying to destroy the church. Since pride is a great deceiver, God knew that he would need his message delivered in as humble a means as possible. Therefore, he commissioned certain men to take his word and to preach it. Preach it with conviction and passion. He wanted his word delivered in a way that true seekers would have their hearts softened and convicted, and prepared to receive its truth by faith. Preaching is that which God has commissioned as his way to deliver his truth. So let's place ourselves under the preaching of his word every chance we get. God bless you today. I love you.